Hi, this is Mark Wyatt with the Iowa Bicycle Coalition. The Coalition is a statewide nonprofit bicycle advocacy organization with a mission to promote safe and enjoyable bicycling in Iowa through education, events, better policy, and growing a community of supporters. We're donor-supported, and you can contribute at iowabicyclecoalition.org. We put out a series of blog posts and podcast segments on the Ride Right program. This is a safety program designed around Ride Right, but has application for everyday bicycling and group rides. For more information, we have a series of ebook guides on a variety of topics, including Ride Right, gravel bicycling, bike commuting, winter bicycling, and much more. These ebooks are based upon surveys given to Iowa bicyclists and assemble their best advice, tips, and tricks to making your ride more enjoyable. Download our guides at iowabicyclecoalition.org/guides. Ride Right safety tip number 7, the ride abilities. I just took a long bike ride with a 71-year-old friend of mine. He's in really good health, but doesn't have the endurance that he once had. There were opportunities for him to ride and other opportunities for him to drive in a vehicle. He carefully monitored his workload, how many hills he had, how much wind, and he made his decisions based upon his capabilities. Many people would have pushed themselves to keep up with the crowd and could suffer because of it. Everyone has limits to their abilities. Riding with the right abilities means you should consider any impairments that could affect your safety, like alcohol consumption, medications, or physical conditions, or even environmental conditions. You must understand and respect your abilities during Ride Right. You need to know when to say when. Alcohol can seriously impair your abilities to ride a bicycle. It's not recommended that you drink and ride. I know. Some people do drink alcohol and ride bicycles. But you need to use your head. If you don't have the right abilities to ride, then don't ride. Medications and physical conditions can also impair your abilities to ride. I've known people who have taken medications and found themselves reacting much differently because of the physical activity or the heat. Know your limits, and if your body's telling you it isn't able to ride, then don't push yourself or put others at risk. Weather can create serious problems. I rode an organized century ride last year, but the heat index climbed into the 110-degree range. The roads warmed up enough that the tar and the asphalt came to the surface and became sticky. My tires were literally sticking to the road. I exhausted all my water and all my energy. I finally had to quit at mile 90 because my body just couldn't do it. I found a convenience store and drank water until I cooled down. Know when to say when. A good rule of thumb is to drink water before you are thirsty. There's no need to conserve drinking water while riding. There's vendors selling the water all over the route. Drink your bottles empty and refill them as often as you need to. If you feel dehydrated, you probably are. So in conclusion, avoid alcohol. There's plenty of time to drink in the overnight towns. If you do drink, use your head. Know your physical condition and how your medications might affect you on the ride. And be prepared for it to get hot, very hot. Drink a lot of water. Drink it often. This is Ride Right tip number 7, the ride abilities. If you want to learn more about Ride Right or any other topic that can make your bike ride more enjoyable, visit our website at iowabicyclecoalition.org/guides and download one of our many ebooks on Ride Right, bike laws, e-bikes, mountain biking in Iowa, and much more. The Iowa Bicycle Coalition exists because of the generosity of our donors. You can contribute by visiting iowabicyclecoalition.org.